Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We're on the second glass of wine of the day because the first glass is not a success.
Should we tell you about this? That was like a South African accent.
I know. You know why? What have I been watching where there's a South African in it? Inventing Anna. Her accent is the most bizarre thing ever.
It's not South African, babes.
No, but what the fuck is it?
Don't know. It's so weird.
It's like French / Russian / English /
Polish.
Well, it's
fake, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's like, it's fascinating how she can change
it.
What's
with that size Marsh does as well? It creeps me out. She gives me Grima.
Same. I'm so happy.
She gives me the best Grima ever.
Same. Oh my God. Okay, right. Oh my God. Yesterday, I was watching the first episode with Toby and I was like, she grosses me out. I don't know what it is. I feel sick. She's giving me Grima. She grosses me out. We can't watch another episode. How weird is that?
She makes my skin crawl.
Oh my God, why are we the same person? Like, she gives that energy. It's bizarre.
There would definitely be like white stuff on her.
Yeah. An ick.
Sorry, such bitches.
Sorry, this
aren't
is
we?
Her character. This isn't the actress. This is the character.
The actor's actually incredible. She's been in a couple things.
Has she?
Like, yeah, I've watched her in something else, but I can't think what, but she's amazing.
Mm-mm. You know, Inventing Alice, she's a real person.
Yeah.
You know, one of Toby's friends' girlfriends knows her from New York. I know that's kind of like my sister's mum's dog, but yeah.
Right.
So she's a big old socialite in New York, and she's currently in prison. And I don't think anyone knows anything about her. That's the whole point.
But did she give her money, that girl?
I don't know. I've only watched the first episode.
Oh, it's quite fascinating.
Is it? I'm invested.
It gets better and better and better.
Does
oh
it?
Oh my God, don't you think the woman looks like Leonie from Maiden Chelsea? It's frightening.
Oh my God. I genuinely was like, why does this lady remind me so much of somebody? And it's so Leonie.
Jamie and I cannot ever tell. We're like, hey, Leonie. Like, but basically, Leonie's one of our like executives at Maiden Chelsea, Monkey Kingdom.
Mm.
Don't know if we should be saying this.
She's
anyways,
a lovely lady. What?
Yeah, she's so lovely. Yeah. Anyways, the character, the journalist, really reminds me of her.
Same. They just look quite similar. And I guess their character at the moment is like quite nice. They're just quite kind, but like determined. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's fascinating.
Mother nature.
Yeah. God, we've got loads to catch up. Should we start on the wine? We need to give a backstory. So I'm a little bit hungover. So I was like, crap, we need to crack open the bottle because
it's stunning weather. So we really, really need a glass of rosé. It's rude not to.
Yeah. And also we were really well behaved over the weekend, right? I didn't drink at all. Did you? Oh no, Friday night.
What did I do over the weekend?
We went for dinner at Gold on Friday night.
Oh yeah, we did get quite pissed.
Yeah, we did, but
fair.
We were home by 10. It was stunning.
Yeah, you know, because we started early. We had a lovely...
I felt completely
fine
the next day.
We did the podcast with Flossie, had some wine then. Then we went out for a lovely bit of like late lunch with some more cocktails. Then we had late dinner with the boys and then we went home.
Yeah, but I felt not even in a smidge
neither,
of a hangover.
Neither did I. I was perfect. Oh no. Yeah, I was fine.
Yeah, fine the next
Absolutely
day, Saturday.
Fine.
But anyways... So we tried this orange wine, which I thought would be really nice because it just looks nice. I always see it on the menu.
It looks cool. Yeah, it does.
And also my friend Sophia Connor loves it and she's like really into her wine. So I'm convinced that we're just not getting the right one. It's our second bottle that
guys, it tastes so different to normal wine.
It's sake.
Yeah, it is just like sake. Is it sake or sake?
I don't know.
I've only tried sake a couple times and I was like, not really sure about it. Like, I'd prefer to have a normal glass of wine.
Oh, God, I really don't like sake. Do you know what's funny? Is someone told me, maybe my dad just to like put me off it, but he told me that sake was like the strongest alcohol in the whole entire world.
It's so strong.
Jamie always has sake and I'm like, Jamie, why are you doing that? You're going to get pissed. And he's like, it's lesser than a wine. Like,
maybe we should have a look-see at the back of the bottle one day. Should we try a little sake one day? We'll go to Dinings and have a lovely bottle of sake.
Yeah.
Anyways, can I just give you a bit of
of like background on last night because I was there with a VS secret model, ladies and gentlemen, across the table to me.
God, we've both seen one in real life now.
Fascinatingly beautiful. I honestly, my breath was taken
away.
They're
not real. I know they're not real people. They're aliens, is what I always say. To an event, so unbelievable.
But have you seen the photo in the Daily Mail with me and her?
No. Show it to me right now.
I never felt so ugly in my whole life.
Wait, hold on. Oh, shut up. You're so stunning. Okay, if I Google Sophie Hibby.
Yeah, it'll be there.
What's her name?
Lol. No, probably won't.
Yeah, it'll be there first thing.
I'll just show it to you right now. Hang on. You're going to die. Anyways, yeah, that was my situation last night. But I got a bit drunk because I was like in
You had a lovely time.
Please,
lovely
can you just look? Have you ever seen me look so dwarfed and just awful?
No, you look so beautiful.
Oh, please.
God, your head is really small compared to hers. I mean, you are just a tiny little human being. No, she is absolutely stunning.
Oh, but like breathtaking.
Guys, I'm really sorry. Who else thinks that Sophie could just be a Victoria's Secret agent? My brother always says, like, why isn't Sophie Hibbert model? I'm like, I know you're a Sophie,
why haven't you told me that before? Keeping that
because I can't let your ego go through the roof anymore than it already has. No,
I just now need to say... I need to say the second bit of really exciting information. So then I'm like hungover, go to the gym, and boom, smack bang in my face, Watermelon Sugar, Harry Styles. Oy! I was like, what is going on?
God, she's just been overbound by
celebrities. And he really looked into my soul.
I was on FaceTime to Sophie at the time. She goes, oh my God, Harry Styles is staring at me.
I didn't go, oh my God, oh my God. I was like,
oh my God.
So I think he was saying, because I was talking so loudly on FaceTime to Melissa, and he was like, can she stop? Like,
he probably just saw how pretty you looked. Because you, to be fair, just come from like filming and you like looked all dolled up, looked very nice. Normally people in the gym are all sweaty.
Yeah.
And then in the walls are
Sophie. Look at me go, guys. Ooh. She's socialising with the...
She really is.
Fraternising.
She's too good for me now. She's too good for me.
Lols. Okay. Right. So, what else we have
so
to
this
talk
one
about?
that we're drinking now is obviously different to the orange one because we couldn't deal with it.
It's weird. The orange one had like a weird aftertaste, which like I kind of
It was
liked.
A satisfying aftertaste, weirdly.
It almost tasted like a sweetie or something. I know, it was like a real flingering flavour.
Flingering?
Flingering flavour. Well,
so what's the one we're drinking now? It's just a miniature little bottle of rosé and it's doing the trick.
Yeah, but it's got Sophie on it. That's why we got it.
Oh. Sweetness.
So we'll put it. It's called Bijou, and it's just quite nice. Melissa's being quite fussy about it, but
I'm not loving it. But because Sophie's hungover, she's just like gasping for any alcohol that's going.
Why is that the case?
Because it's what happens when
we were younger.
Hungover.
Though, when I was hungover, I would be like, the thought of alcohol would make me feel sick the next day.
Glass of Prosecco really sorts you out on hungover.
Yeah. But now I'm like, no, Bloody Mary, done.
Oh yeah, you love a Bloody Mary. Right.
Can't have a tequila on like a margarita on a
I have to really, 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 really be in the mood for a margarita, otherwise it does make me feel a bit sick now.
I agree. I've gone off them. I quite like a G&T, you're not so fan of.
I do like a G&T, but it makes me a little bit depressed.
Oh, it's only meant to do that the next day.
I don't know what it is.
Or angry, it can
be. And it just makes me in a bit of a bad mood. And I'm not like that. Like, you know, I love booze and like I'm on such good form whenever I drink.
Yeah, it's true.
And I had lovely wine the other night at dinner, and then I had one gin and tonic and I was like, God, I suddenly feel horrendous. And my brother was like, gin and tonic does that to people. And I was like,
it does.
What?
It is meant to be a depressant. But it's like rumoured whether it's like an old wives.
Oh, I mean, it just really affects, you know, sometimes it's all right. But I really noticed it like out of the blue. It was quite weird. Anyway, should we talk about this cute little like package that we've been.
Yeah, go on. You tell everyone.
So a listener or two listeners actually sent us this little book of icks, which is so funny. Chloe and Francis, who asked the nation what their biggest icks were, have like made this cute book.
It's genius.
Follow all the icks. It's so funny. Do you want to read some of them out? There's one that we've like got some screenshots here. It's something cute.
Okay. Number 16, Barbershop Boost. And also the illustration is so epic.
So
you
funny.
Guys should do. It's such a cute little present or like a little gift package or whatever. Anyways, watching my man getting boosted up on the chair at the Bahamas during his haircut really put me off him for a couple of days. Seeing his little head bumping further and further up in the mirror whilst wearing that cape. Nah, not for me.
God,
that is so
funny. Especially when they're like already like, it means that they're probably quite small so that they need to be pushed out. It's just like childlike. Okay, right. Kiss me through the phone. This is another one. Anyone who uses a form of monkey emoji, especially following a text like, hey cutie, or responding to a thirst tap. What is that?
Trap. Like booby photos on Instagram is a thirst trap. Or a bikini photo.
Okay, like a bit of a like, okay, like a teaser picky.
Yeah.
And then they're commenting a monkey emoji. It's a hey cutie. I can just search. That is just an absolute ick.
Cutie. I'm at, you've dubbed me in.
No, same. That's finished me.
What's truly the worst word you could be called?
I don't like darling. I don't. Really.
Darling. I find it so patronising, and it's just like what my parents call each other. And I'm like, don't fucking call. Same. I'm like, don't call me darling. That's disgusting.
Icky.
I like the gammy is a word I'm thinking. Like, it's just gammy. Like,
yeah,
I don't know,
it's like slimy. It's slimy.
Yeah. Horrible.
Or,
terrible.
Like, sweetie's quite sweet. My dad does call me sweetie, but I don't like same. A boy to say sweetie.
Or my mum calls me sweets.
Yeah.
She's like, come on, sweets.
Sweetie's all right, darling.
I say like sweetness. Oh my God, that is sweetness. Or yes. I would say, oh, quite sweet. I say quite sweet all the time. I don't know why.
Quite sweet.
Oh, that's quite sweet.
Yeah, sweet's very different to sweet sweetie. Tea, though. Okay, my man used to enjoy being the one who would curl up into a ball in order to be the egg during a game of the trampoline craze. Crack the egg.
Oh my
this
God.
This will be forever be one of my worst memories.
Imagine that. A big dude ogre. Trying to like cuddle themselves into a tiny wee
I don't bubble. Really like it when big guys like be babyish. Or I know. If you do a baby voice, you're dead to me. You're dead to me.
Also, the whole like call me daddy thing is just a bit...
I don't think
I've ever experienced a boy, but like I would really struggle to get on board with that.
Surely girls can't actually
Come
do
on,
it.
Come on, daddy. No.
No, it's like, you know that movie. What's that movie?
I don't know. I'm watching Suits right now, and then Lewis and his fiance call each other pretty rogue things. Okay, right, skid marks. This is the next ick. This is going to be terrible. I had gone on a couple of dates with a guy, and he invited me over to his place so he could cook me dinner. Everything was going well. The wine was flowing, food was banging, and the sexual tension was through the roof. Stunning. I excused myself to go to the toilet, but I saw... Oh, my God. But what I saw made me feel like throwing up the spag bol. He had so lovingly made skids on the toilet bowl. They looked so fresh. Not that I examined them. I felt myself burning with shame. What if he thought they were mine? He's surely not going to have me scrubbing his poo off his toilet. I felt ill every time he tried to put his hands on me. Never spoke to him again.
No, I'm absolutely...
Oh, God, that's terrible business.
I'm gone. Bitches in the house. Jamie Lang in the house.
Oh, the boss is checking in, making sure our content's good.
Jamie, did you just hear that? It's very apt for you because it's all about skid marks.
Yeah. Terrible business, that is.
Anyways, that would make me feel physically sick, and I can really relate because actually you did have skid marks in your house. Sorry, Jamie's just walked in. He did have skid marks in
did
his
he?
House, guys. But they weren't fresh, clumpy ones, because that's when it's like nail in the coffin,
you're
done.
I am actually going to speak up right now. This is going to be the first and last
time.
Oh my
gosh,
I have witnessed what Sophie and Jamie talk about when they say that their toilets are badly designed. I had to do an emergency loo stop there the other day, and I was like, God almighty,
yeah.
I have never in my life... had that experience. Yeah. Like the toilet, okay, basically it's like a shelf, right? And then the hole is so far back. So you just go to the loo basically on a flat platform, which then has to just try to be slid down the toilet into this tiny little funnel. It is the most, you need to get this toilet changed.
I honestly couldn't buy that house because of those loos.
Because the loos just
ruined. I mean, I almost, it's awful. Mm. And every time we have a visitor or anyone, I get the fear of life when they go, can I use your loo? And I'm like, oh God, I know what's in there.
Oh,
like,
no.
I don't know which one to send them to. I'm like, which one's safe? alert. He'd just be like, no, they're all out of order, sorry.
Oh, Shiza Manelli, that's really not good.
That's really funny, though. I like that little bit.
Yeah, that's so great. And there's loads of more juicy ones to come. So maybe we should like read one out
you
every week.
You should almost give it to every new boyfriend. It should be like a boyfriend guide. Like, this is what you cannot
do's
do.
Do's and don'ts are in this book.
Yeah.
Well, there's actually no do's, they're don'ts. All don'ts.
Yeah. Hideous.
Okay, so we asked everyone on Instagram if there was any funny like work-related stories, because there's apparently like all these Christmas parties happening now, right? A lot of gossip and shiz goes down in these things.
I did have a lot of shiz.
A lot of shiz.
A lot of shiz. Do you remember when you used to say that? Yeah, and shiz on text. Do you remember? Like you'd be like, yeah, shiz.
No, but can we also talk about this? Pew, pew.
What's that?
The thing that Jamie put on his story.
I don't understand.
I sent it to everybody in my contacts.
I don't get it really.
Oh my God, no.
I get it like the poo-poo, but I still don't really get it.
It's just like, it's like the BBM ping-ping, but it's on iMessage.
I still say to people ping-ping.
I know
ping,
you
ping,
do
ping.
Because you send me ping and I'm like, it's not working. It's just written ping.
I wrote ping. anyway, sorry. Office party on that note. I do kind of relate because I had my agency office party and we drank from 12 until 1 a.m.
I know.
I was so drunk. And then the pescatarian me, ate all of it. She dug woke into a up steak. In the morning. No, I woke up in the morning and I was like, Jamie, it's pretty rank that you didn't put like your Marouche delivery away. He was like, I did. It's in the fridge. I was like, oh no, that's what that dreadful flavour is in my mouth. I'd eaten lamb kebabs. Like, I come back on my own like a cannibal and eat lamb kebab when I'm a pest.
Cannibal?
It's just awful.
Oh, terrible business that is.
Yeah, go on then. Do you want to read one?
Right, okay. So this is just a little one. Once I got so drunk and ended up grinding on Eddie the Eagle, the famous ski jumper.
Beg your pardon. What? Sounds like a great Christmas party to me.
I know. He sounds like a great guy. Imagine you being so drunk and you start grinding on one of your coworkers.
Grinding. Does that still happen? Actually, it does with you. You definitely grinded on.
What are you talking about? Shh.
You don't grind on one of Jamie's friends.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Oh, you and Amy Singer, it's all right. Okay, we got another one. A manager at my company shits on our colleagues. A manager at my company shits on her colleague's hotel bed. This was a couple of years ago and she still works for the company.
I would have to quit my job.
What were they doing for her to shit? That's
I don't know. That is beyond.
Also, I got absolutely paralytic at one party and had a threesome with two colleagues. Luckily, I work in a head office, so I never had to see them again.
Wow. Wow, guys. I think we all need to establish some advice. Maybe don't have a threesome with your colleagues if you have to see them.
Yeah, that'd be the worst.
Because it's bad with like people that like you kind of know but don't. But the fact that you'd have to work with them would be really difficult.
And it's like threesome is like just so death anyway.
It's
just
it's really taking it to the next level.
Like it's so out there. You've obviously been like, whoa, call me. That's how when you'd be like, call me daddy.
Yeah. Okay, right. These are some little dilemmas. Okay, I had.
So these are romance dilemmas. What is moving on from that?
What is an FUB? Friends of benefits. I had a friends of benefits with my coworker for 3 years. Work romance is heartbreak. Is heartbreak waiting to happen?
Yeah, that's savage.
I mean, I so agree. How can you be shagging someone as a friend and then imagine if they start dating someone else in the office and then you're like, oh.
Disaster waiting to happen.
So difficult. Oh my God, the next one's good.
Started dating my manager whose ex also worked with us. So messy, do not recommend.
Oh, golly gosh.
No, that's not fun, is it?
I feel like we're kind of like used to the whole exes like being within the friendship circle. Like, the ex thing is annoying. But
work,
but
9 to 5
is
quite
bad, man.
Like,
oops,
sorry, trying to get the coffee in the morning.
You
like,
can't
oh,
get away every single day.
And you have to be so professional.
Oh, no, terrible. I have a long-term boyfriend, but having sex dreams about a colleague. Oh, you have to call it off. You have to call it off now.
Yeah,
that
you
is
have
your,
to dumb the boyfriend.
That is your inner subconscious telling you that you are not fulfilled.
I saw something today, literally on the way here, being like lucid dreams are something to think about. Like, they're not just like, oh, I had a dream.
Guys, I had the worst sleep paralysis the other night. Sophie knows all about it, but it was horrible.
Can we just say it? Look, we're bleeping out. Left, right, and centre. The last two episodes have had a lot of airtime.
Why does he have so much? This is a problem. We can't speak about him again. We're giving him
these
away.
Last two
I don't know what's happened.
We're going to see him soon because we're manifesting him. We're going to walk outside today and bump
into please stop.
Him.
Right, no one talk about him ever again. Sorry, scrap that whole thing.
No, we have to. She had a sleep paralysis.
Woke up, full on sleep paralysis. He was in the corner of my room and he had this really long nail. And he... And he reached his arm over and was like scratching at my arm to get cash. And I was like,
to get cash? What money?
Yes. And suddenly, like a £30, I know there's no such thing, like a £30 note was like attached to this like nail and he like clawed it back.
No, guys, she messaged me. She went, he's so, so mean. That was his message in the morning. And I just ignored it because I'm like, he's definitely not mean. So I don't know what she means. Does she mean in the dream he's mean?
There was lots of like, you know, okay, right. You know, this is how to describe it. Have you seen that Harry Potter where those like Dementor things have the long old hands? That's what he had.
I don't think they have. Oh yeah, like
skinny
bony
finger. So there's a long, and then like he was breathing very heavily, but very quickly. And when he would move, he would shuffle. Yeah. Like that. Oh, it was horrible, guys. And he was like shuffling around the floor.
No, I'm so scared.
I was lying there. Wide awake, but obviously like asleep. My eyes were streaming because I was just crying. So I was so scared.
Wait, when you're asleep, were you awake but asleep?
I can't describe it. Apparently it's a form of anxiety.
Oh my God, you've got PTSD from that relationship.
No. It's obviously related to something else. Because like,
it's true.
I'm going to clarify, my ex-boyfriend was actually extremely kind and lovely to me. Like this has nothing to do with his character whatsoever. I don't know why I had this horrible dream.
It's like when you have a dream that like your tooth's getting stolen, like you're desperate for money or something.
Oh my God, yeah. Apparently when your teeth fall out, you're like thinking you have money problems or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something.
And also there's a horse chasing you in your dream. You've got a very strong motherly figure in your life.
I always used to have a recurring dream that I was driving my dad's first car, and I was sat on his knee, and I was driving, and I just couldn't brake. That was sketch.
Oh, the no brake, that's a really common dream. And I've also had it where I've been in the back of my
life's
parents'
out
car
of control,
and suddenly they disappear and there's no one driving the car. I've had that over and over and over again as well.
Or you've had it when you're about to, have you ever had it when you're like about to punch someone and like, oh, you no, wake I've up and you're it. Like, whoa, that was not nice. That's no. almost worse.
But I have that one where I'm running away from stuff and my legs don't work and you're running like I can't run. That's horrible. Okay, right, we should read the next dilemma. Is it okay to have a work boyfriend and an actual boyfriend, as in someone you harmlessly flirt with? Harmlessly flirting, no, but I feel like if you feel the need to flirt with them and you get excited when they're around, that's more than just flirting. It's like you have feelings.
I think if it's the same person, like you're excited to see them, I don't think that's really acceptable. Like,
it's not harmless, is it?
Shane was just like coming to work and having like a flirting with the same girl. I'd be like, you're basically cheating on me.
Yeah, because you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
I so agree.
Because you obviously are like sexually attracted to them, right? Which is so fine, but like perhaps you probably shouldn't actually.
You need to remove yourself from the situation before something happens.
Yeah.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Okay. Right, dilemma one, dating the boss's son. Here we go. So my dilemma, I started working for a company a year and a half ago. I met my best friend, who is now my boyfriend, but the problem is that it's the boss's son. Ooh, I used to have the best relationship with my boss, but over the past year of us being together, he has turned into the nastiest man I've ever had.
Oh no.
He started putting cameras everywhere so he can listen to every conversation. Oh. Watch how long you spend going to the toilet. If you run over 2 minutes over lunch, etc., etc. He'd go weeks of not talking to me or slagging me off to everyone else, including my boyfriend. Whoa. Last week he sacked me and said he didn't have enough work for me, but then he told my boyfriend it's because I caused problems. I now feel relieved because I'm not working there, but I feel a little bit hurt. We also just moved out together and now I'm in the situation where I never want to see his dad again. What would you do? Would you walk away completely as you never have a relationship with his family now, or trying to make it work but avoid his dad at all costs?
I think it's really difficult.
That's
weird. When the dad doesn't sound like he's
like you.
No, but like the whole putting cameras in the work, like that is all like a step too far. Like he needs to fucking calm down.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But that's really rogue. Like, would you not question him? Be like, excuse me. I'd almost be like, sorry, what is your problem with me? And why have you said I cause problems?
Yeah, I would. I think you need to decide how much you want to be with this boy. And if you are like thinking like, right, this is the guy, this is the one. Because if he is the one, then obviously you have to just confront the situation and hopefully the dad can like get over it and you guys can all have like a good relationship. There is a lot of people that don't get on with their in-laws, right? But it depends how close he is with his family. Like,
you know, I think if you don't get on with your in-laws and, you know, you're not calling each other every day, but, well, no, sorry. I think if you don't get on massively with them and you're not calling them every day, I don't think that's an issue. I think if you actively don't get on with them, that is going to be an issue.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, because think about family occasions. I mean, there is a lot of like people where the parents don't like someone, but then they eventually get over it and they just learn to love them. Like, let's look at Scott Disick and the Kardashians. Prime example.
Did they ever not like him?
I think he was horrible in the beginning and I don't think any of them liked him, but they've just learned to love him. Like, and now they love him, obviously, like a son or whatever. I mean, I don't really know what the situation is now. But like, and he did everything under the sun to Courtney and they still loved him and almost like backed him up. So I think
that's just Kardashians.
Maybe
brand.
I'm just trying to think of examples where like people don't like somebody and then they learn to love them eventually because they see how happy they make their other sibling or their child.
Yes, so true.
So I don't know. If I was you, I would like think like, okay, right, I'm not going to marry this boy. It's probably not worth it. Like, I'm going to walk away from this now because it's causing me too much like anxiety and too much worry over.
Yeah.
Than happiness. But if I'm like, this guy is the person I want to be with forever, I love him so much, blah, 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 I would probably confront the dad and then also say to my other half, like, we need to sort this out. Like, your dad needs to stop being so controlling. Like, we're adults here. Like, we're together. I'm not causing any trouble. You need to stick up for me.
Yeah, that's what I say too. I'm with you. Right, dilemma two.
Coworker leaving his GF for me. Ooh, love you girls. Basically, me and this guy from work have always been flirty. But he has a long-term girlfriend and a house with her at a work event last year. You're right. I need another glass.
I know, but you
at a work event last year, I went all cavalier and told him, although nothing could work out between us because of her, I just wanted to tell him I really liked him. Okay, so she just basically told him the truth. Turns out he also likes me too. Eek. Then over the last few months, we've been going on a little dates to see if we really like each other, if he wants to leave what he has behind for me, etc. Gosh, this is a dangerous game. I've just got out of a 7-year relationship myself, but really have caught the feels and see a future with him. I guess my concern is, will he ever make a decision and just keep having me and her, so to speak? Should I give him a time frame? Eek. This is an eek.
What are we thinking?
Okay, so if he doesn't sack the girlfriend off now,
yeah,
he probably never will. Yeah, he knows how he feels for you. You're going on these dates already. He's already gone past that point. He needs to break up with the girlfriend. Sorry. Also, if you fall in love with two people, they always say you go with the second one because you didn't really love the first one if you can fall in love again.
So true. God, so, that is so true. Also, you know, apparently you're meant to have 3 big loves in your life.
I heard it was 2. I think it doesn't matter. There's some people that just have 1.
Yeah, let's hope so. Because I've definitely not had 3. So that means Jamie, bad I would Felicia, say, bitch. No, I'm joking.
I think I kind of have had 3. Yeah. Yeah.
I think you've got to just be like to him, I'm sacking this off. And if he likes you enough, he will be like, no, 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 and fight for you.
Yeah. I'm sacking this off.
Because you don't want to be
if
the other
you
woman.
Want me. Yeah, yeah. If you want me, you've got to break everything off with this other girl that you live with. Sort the living situation out. And then after a month or two where you've cleared your head and you are technically a single bloke, let's start dating and let's start afresh and have an exciting time together.
Mm-hmm.
You don't... catching feelings like that isn't usual. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's an unusual thing to like somebody that much. So I feel like it's not something that you can obviously easily walk away from, but I feel like he might be taking you for a bit of a ride if he's not sacking the other girl off yet.
I do think so too. I think you've got to like stand your ground and know your worth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dilemma 3, secret work romance. I've been dating my senior colleague from a diff department for 6 months and we are happy, but he wants to keep it secret.
Oh.
I'm like 20s and he's late 30s. I've met his friends and family outside work and vice versa. We'll arrive at work separately after being in bed together and say good morning, etc. at the desk. That's friggin' weird.
Friggin' weird, but also quite exciting in the beginning.
Yeah, but at the beginning, but not really. They're 6 months in. That's a bit offensive almost.
Yeah, it is offensive.
At first, the secrecy was quite fun, but now it feels too weird. Fine. I agree. I don't love my job, so do I find a new role? No. If you don't love your job, do that, but don't do it for that reason. Then you're just literally partying his hand and it's not an equal power
navigate.
But if you don't love your job and then somehow another better option comes along and you're like, this is the type of job that I would love, fine. And then it works out for the best,
right?
If he keeps
it secret still, then that's a big, bad,
yeah, I think that
he
needs to be
flag.
But he's not in a higher up position. He's in a different department. Who cares? He needs to maybe establish.
I would
say what we're dating. Like, yeah. Who cares? What's the big deal?
I've said this before. When Jamie and I first started dating, we obviously were secret for a while. And then when everyone found out, we he didn't really put a label on it. Like, I remember we had an interview with the press or something, and they were like, are you guys boyfriend girlfriend? And he was like, no, we're just dating. And I was just like, I remember
am
leaving.
I not more than just fucking dating?
Yeah, and I was just like, no, I'm over this.
I'm pissed off.
I literally was just like, I'm over this, don't want to do it. And he was like, why?
Was that at the main Chelsea press day?
Yeah,
remember it.
I was just like, I'm done. Like, don't fucking go. I'm not just dating you.
Yeah.
Like, have more respect for me. You should be proud of me. That's what I think you should feel and embody that.
But then equally, I understand if they've only been dating for a little bit of
six
time.
Months.
Things that you don't want to be like, why aren't you posting? Like, why aren't you doing this to me?
I would just be like,
look, it's obvious that you're not really like...
You obviously don't want to be with me.
Yeah, you obviously don't want to be with me. You're not that into this. So that's fine, but I'm going. I'm not going to be your secret. Like, just be like, it's not that deep. Like, I don't really get what the problem is.
Like, it's really not a big deal that we're going
out.
Yeah,
fucking relax. Like, you're not, no one gives
a
fuck about you. Yeah.
God, we're savages.
No, but you know what I mean? You know when someone's like, oh, can you keep it a secret? It's like, no one cares enough to talk about you that much.
No,
why are you trying to keep it a secret?
I know. Well, then it's just, there's only, give me a fucking better excuse than, oh, I'm just keeping it a secret. No.
Yeah.
Grow up. Sorry.
He might have another girlfriend that he's keeping from
surely
you.
Surely she would know. I never get these people who have these two relationships.
I think it happens more than we think. It's bizarre.
How are you that crazy and manipulative? And how do you have the time?
Don't know.
And
people
the
do.
Energy.
People do. Right, dilemma four.
Just on another note, this lady I know, she saw the Tinder swindler walking down the King's Road the other day.
So that's two spottings. Yes. Yeah. God, he's still knocking about the place. I forgot about Tinder Swindler, I forgot he existed.
Yeah, it's creepy, isn't it?
Suspicious about my boyfriend's girl
best
friend.
Best friends, girls.
No. My boyfriend's girl best friend. Right, I don't like this.
Oh, no. My back's already on edge.
Same. My back's already up.
My bed on edge.
I don't use Instagram, but came on especially to find you guys and send in my dilemma. Oh my God, that's so sweet.
We love you. That's actually made my day.
Really good commitment to the old dilemma writing in there. Okay, so I have been with my boyfriend for a year and a half, and right now we are in a really good place. However, he has this female friend that he's known since school, and I have had a weird feeling about her for ages. No,
gut
I don't
knows,
like
gut
this.
Knows, gut knows. Knows.
Yeah. He has other female friends that I don't have an issue with, but something feels strange about his relationship with this particular girl. He literally can't say a bad word about her and seems to hold her...
It's Jamie with me. We all know what
regard.
Happened there.
He brought her up three times on our first date.
No. I'm sick all over this.
I know it sounds like nothing, but it has been bothering me for ages. And last weekend, I told him that I find their relationship unsettling and explained the reasons behind this. He basically told me I was overreacting and this is all in my head. Although I can naturally be a bit suspicious person, I do feel all my feelings are justified. Although I am sure nothing is actually going on between them, I feel like there's a sexual tension there.
Oh God.
Obviously, I know I can't tell him who to be friends with, so I basically just have to suck it up. Any advice for navigating your partner's female relationships? And am I overreacting?
God, the thing
you
is...
You are not reacting because I would be the exact... Yeah. If anything, I'd be worse. Like, I don't know what to do.
No, you can't because then you push them closer to that other
girl. To the person.
My inner psycho is coming out for you.
I'm getting angry at Toby right now and he hasn't even done this.
I'm getting angry at Jamie. He doesn't even no.
Jamie has a lot of girlfriends that you don't have any gut feelings about that you know it's completely platonic and it's so funny. You've never had that gut feeling about Jamie. With any
no.
of his girlfriends.
Oh my
and
God.
I
no,
actually
the
have
thought,
with Toby and
the
his
thought
girlfriend.
Of him, I know his best friend, Georgie.
Yeah.
The thought of me feeling like that was not just platonic would make
that would be really
so
upsetting.
Platonic. But that's even given me the thought of that, them being that close and him.
So anxious.
The amount he admires her. To then think of me thinking that that was in a fancy way.
Guys.
I'd throw up. I think he doesn't really know. He really admires her, fucking loves her.
as you do with your best friend, but he doesn't realise that it's sexual. And I think you've got to be the person to just be like, look, I just feel like you're into this other, your best friend, and it makes me feel icky. Oh my God,
I'm feeling icky for you.
Okay, well, that's our advice for you. I'm really sorry, because actually, can you follow up with Dilemmas? Because I need to have an update and
follow up
you
with this one.
But what I will say is, if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. So don't stress.
I so agree. And also, you can't be living with this like cloud over your head every time you're going to go out. And then all it's going to do is lead to you having then like underlying like resentment towards him. You're going to leave it for that night. And then as soon as you get home, you're going to blow up at him. And he's going to be like, I haven't done anything wrong. And then all it's going to do is make you look mental.
Yeah.
But it's not, because if you've got a gut feeling, you've got a gut feeling. And normally us girls are always fucking right when we do.
Have I told you guys about when my first boyfriend cheated on me? It was so bizarre.
I've had the same issue.
So he was in Spain, I was in UK, and he was at this day festival. Anyways, we didn't like call each other 10 times a day, so it's like so normal that he hadn't said anything to me. I woke up at 1 a.m. and I ran, like honestly, it was like something possessed my body. I searched, bearing in mind, I'm actually like the least jealous person in the whole entire world. I searched the Instagram search or Facebook search this girl. So I was like, oh my God, they're together. I just freaking knew. I Instagram searched her. She's at the same festival as him. I was like, go back to sleep. But once I knew, I thought they were flirting in my mind. Anyways, 3 months later, I found out that he cheated on me. I was like, with who? And it was that girl. How? On that night, guys. How weird is that? I'm psychic.
Yeah. I remember I had the same thing. So I was in London, I was in England with my mum in Somerset. And my boyfriend at the time was in the south of France. He was working there. So he was there for like 3 months.
Yeah.
And we were watching TV and I was like, I just have a really bad feeling that something weird's going on. I was like, he hasn't replied to me in an hour, which is like quite normal, but I just had a bizarre feeling in my tummy. It was like butterflies. Like, I just felt weird. I was like, Mum, I've got a really bad feeling. She was like, why? Anyway, I was going out there 2 days later. Yeah, 2 days later, get to his apartment. He opens the dishwasher after cooking me dinner. There was 2 wine glasses in the dishwasher. This girl had been over again.
What do you mean?
Turns out that they'd had a kiss and then she'd gone over again to like discuss it with it. Terrible business.
I
was like, fuck, Mum, like my gut feeling was so right. And like the fact that me and my mum had a discussion about it was weird. And I almost talked myself out of it, like, oh no, like,
I did.
It's obviously
same.
Just a funny feeling, like, it's
because you
nothing.
Don't think you're not psychic.
Yeah, so I know. Like, I was like, it's obviously just whatever. Anyway.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Bizarre.
So, sorry to scare you all, but gut feelings.
Gut feelings, I really do think, speak to us. Right, so the single diaries, the inner psycho is that we've decided that I probably just fancy Toby a little bit too much. So like the, anything he does,
it's almost like you're jealous of it.
I'm jealous of him as a person. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I'm like, I just, do you have this? No. At the beginning, did you? You were like, I just love you so much. It's just like, I hate you a bit. No?
Did I have that? I hated him because he like fucked up. Not because I was like jealous of him. Oh, maybe I am jealous of him. Maybe not. I think, well, you are. I don't know what it is, guys.
Really, I've never had this before in my life.
Well, sometimes I do hate him. Yeah,
it's almost like I feel like, you know what it is? It feels like I'm constantly on the back foot. That's what it is. And I've never had it before.
You don't think it's equal playing for Melissa Tassel? Most definitely is.
I've always felt, I know this is quite bad, I've always felt like I'm...
You feel a bit insecure around him?
No, I don't feel insecure around him.
And will you feel like...
But it's almost like I've never had a boy that people genuinely... Probably stop talking about it right now. I've never had a boy where people like look at him on the street and stuff like that. So I'm like, no. No, no, no. Stop looking at him. Stop looking at him.
I said to Melissa, she's got to box him up.
No one's allowed to look at him. That's
don't let
it.
Anyone see him.
Tuck him away in my pocket.
Away in your pocket. Shrink him in the wash. And then just keep him
That's
to yourself.
That's what it's got to be. I just think it's all a bit of a learning curve with like a, I don't know, like an adult new relationship.
Maybe he will shrink your ego a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
It needed to be shrunken. After the old psycho moment that happened.
Ego's not that. That's not what an ego
I
is.
I know what an ego is.
Well, why are you talking about a shrunken moment? So unique.
It brought me back down to earth a bit that I can't just like be like this and that with somebody. Like it brings me back like, oh, okay. Like I actually can't do this.
Anyways, I have been, okay, I think I've been a bridezilla because I called the wedding off. called the wedding off, texted the wedding planner, said, look, I was putting it on hold because I had such a meltdown. Melissa, you tried, don't look at me like that. You tried planning a wedding. It is so hellishly stressful. I feel like I'm on the brink of tears. I've had a turn. Yeah.
Why don't you just go to the fucking registry office and get married? Honestly.
Because I'm going out with the biggest attention seeker in the whole entire universe. And he can't wait for the day when everyone just looks at him. He honestly is daydreaming about it until that day. So, yeah.
Ooh, he's come back. He's come back for this little segment of the podcast.
So anyways, but the wedding's back on. we don't have a venue, but yeah.
Oh, God, here he comes.
Oh, here he comes.
Putting in his 2 pence.
Why are you walking such? Have you hurt yourself?
Yeah, I hurt my leg. You became the biggest bridezilla, saying the wedding was off.
Yeah, but I mess. You know, I text the wedding planner saying,
"Oh,
just
fuck, no, she's
I know."
You,
and then, guys, I did such a quick turnaround. Like, you'd actually be proud of like the shamelessness of me. I just messaged them on Monday morning, being like, "Sorry about yesterday's breakdown. Anyways, can you check these venues for me?" Yeah. I literally just said that.
No shame.
I literally was like, just don't want to waste anyone's time.
Wait, did she reply to you?
No one replied. It's quite weird.
Sophie's go-to.
They probably get that a lot.
No,
I
Sophie's go-to.
I reckon Jamie messaged her probably being like, hold fast. She's not being serious. She's just having a moment.
Did exactly that.
Knew it.
I did. How did you know that?
Because I know it was too weird that no one replied.
I did message that. No, but with Sophie,
I'm
her
dead.
Immediate reaction is, I don't want to get married. Let's break up. That is like, and I'm like, all right. Okay,
where did this discussion stem from?
Whose parents are we going to tell first?
So, right, I know you so well as well. That like, it's like when we can't find a restaurant to eat at. So he's like, oh, I just want to go home now. It's like, why'd you give up?
Yeah.
No, what happens with her?
Oh, he's back for more.
What happens with her is she has like a blueprint in her head. So she says, right, I want the walls to be white and I want the thing to be this and that. If it doesn't go to plan... She hates it. She can't.
There's no compromise. I'm not good with change.
You're not good with compromise.
Yeah, I'm not good with compromise. And I actually think I'm getting better, but I was on my period last week. So let's just blame it on that.
Yeah, we can all, yeah.
Anyway, should we rate the wine? First wine, orange wine.
Orange wine.
0 out of 10.
I didn't really like this either that much. I'm going to give it a 5. Like, it was all right. If I shove a load of ice in it, I
can drink
it. It's
cured my hangover, so I'm going to give it a 7.
It's done the job.
If we shove a load of ice in it, it's quite nice, and it's called Sophie, so
yeah.
Love you, Hans.
Bye guys, love you.